So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to Hot Topics, a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department on Duval's only R&B. Here's Julie Morgan.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Julie Morgan. Today, we're getting an update on what's happening with construction going on around Jacksonville and even into St. John's County. What is the First Coast Expressway? When will those express lanes open up on 295? And are any other express lanes coming to the area? I can tell you now, the answer is yes. We're also talking about safety in construction zones. And I'm joined by Hampton Ray. He's a spokesman for the Florida Department of Transportation. Hampton, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Julie.
All right, we're here to talk about construction. I think I've lived here for nearly 20 years. It seems like we're always doing construction, okay? And I know I'm not the only one that feels that way. So let's start off. We're going to start off in the north, or actually let's start off in the south and work our way around the city.
Sure.
All right, 9B, what's going on with that?
State Road 9B is nearing completion. It's been constructed over three phases. The first phase was from I-295 down to halfway between I-95 and I-295. The second phase was connecting I-295 with I-95. And then this is the third and final phase, and that connects I-295 with County Road 2209, which is St. John's Parkway. So St. John's County drivers can have an easy, convenient commute. Maybe they're going to the town center. So that's a nice little drive there.
Yeah, and they don't even have to get on to 95. They can just take St. John's Parkway to 9B and then over to 295.
That's right. Still not open yet, but we're looking at this summer where people will be able to drive on it.
Any day now, really, if you think about it.
We're getting there. We always, in the construction industry, you know, we always say weather and schedule permitting. And that's sometimes that's tough for people to hear and understand. But, you know, a lot of the work that is done is reliant on the weather. Sometimes there are some scheduling conflicts as well. So that's why we always try and provide that little buffer there.
Especially living here in Florida where it rains every day. Right?
That's right. That's always a challenge.
So what is the price tag on that particular project? Because it's a big one.
That's about $80 million. It's $79.7 million. But that's just the third phase. The other two phases were about the same, a little bit less.
Now let's talk about these express lanes.
That's right. Yeah, we're expecting the express lanes along I-295 between the Buckman Bridge and I-95 to be completed this fall. So that's kind of the Mandarin Corridor. Express lanes are unique in the way that they operate and what their purpose. We call them express lanes, but really the technical term is managed lanes. Basically what it is they're dedicated toll lanes in the interior of the roadway, which provide drivers that are traveling through the long corridors and don't need to access local exits. They can hop in those express lanes and drive all the way through the corridor. In this case, it's about 5 miles, and then they'll be able to continue on to their destination from there. So they're really innovative in how they operate as well. It's not a static toll. It is dynamically tolled, so the price actually varies based on capacity. Our goal with the Florida Department of Transportation is to encourage drivers to use the express lanes when the price is less. The minimum toll is 50 cents, and it goes up based on the number of drivers. Our goal is to manage the traffic along the roadway. So really, we're trying to spread out the traffic and provide everyone a faster commute. These have been implemented in South Florida. In Florida, recently, as recently as 2008. However, they started in California on the West Coast in the early 2000s. So they've been around for a while. I lived in Washington, D.C. when they were implemented there. And let me tell you, It's convenient. So I may not use the express lanes every day because there is a toll associated with it. But the general use lanes, the free ones that you're currently driving on, you'll be able to continue to use those for free.
I know I wasn't here, but many people remember those tolls that were here in Jacksonville.
That's right.
Yeah, and then they were gone, and now they're coming back again. But you don't have to use it.
That's right. Yeah, this is totally a choice. I've got a almost 2-year-old, and he's in daycare. And if I'm late, it's $1 a minute. So it is a huge incentive for me if I need that predictable commute. The goal speed for the express lanes is about 45 miles per hour, which doesn't sound very fast. However, the peak hour speeds, which is those rush hour times in the Mandarin Corridor along I-295, it's currently less than 15 miles per hour. So, you know, that's a significant improvement. If you really need to get to, maybe you're going to the doctor, maybe you're like me, you need to get to daycare on time and pick up your kid. I'm going to probably consider using those express lanes if I need that predictable commute.
Yeah, because that's a lot cheaper.
That's right. And one thing I should mention about the express lanes, you have to have a SunPass in order to use that. Or interoperable toll reader, toll transponder is what we call them. A SunPass is a prepaid toll account, and you can get those at sunpass.com. And drivers can load up how much money they'd like to have in that account. It never goes away. And when you use the express lanes in this case, it'll be automatically deducted. There is no toll by plate, so I just want to make that clear. If you do end up in the express lanes and you don't have a SunPass, it's okay. Remain calm. Drive all the way through. You will be assessed a fine because you don't have the SunPass, and that's a $25 toll violation is what it's called. So I encourage anybody who's interested to go ahead and get that SunPass.
Yeah, just in case, because you never know the situation that you're going to be in that morning, that afternoon, that evening.
That's
you
right.
Just never know. So it is definitely something good to have. Now, one thing that you said is that it starts off at 50 cents, mm-hmm. right? Is there a cap?
So it's based on a computer algorithm, there's no cap set at this point for our area. However, we do expect the peak hour speeds. We can look at other areas. We can look at Miami, for instance. Thankfully, Jacksonville traffic is not nearly as bad as Miami. Thank goodness. So the peak hour speeds in Miami, for instance, in the morning, it's about $2.50. In the evening, it's about $1.85. We expect to see some sort of similarities there, but it may be cheaper than that. We'll just kind of see how many people use the express lanes and move forward from there.
Another thing that's good about having SunPass is that you can use it in other states.
That's right. Yeah, in Georgia, it's also interoperable in Georgia, in North Carolina, and they're working on several different other areas. So if you're heading to Atlanta, you can use the express lanes there instead of a Peach Pass. And that also works if you got listeners from that are in Georgia, they can certainly use their Peach Pass in Florida as well.
295 express lanes between 9B and JTB.
That's right. Yeah,
okay.
That area is currently under construction as well. We expect that to be completed in the summer of 2019. That's a really nice corridor. The construction's coming along really smoothly there. That's kind of the town center corridor is the way I like to think of it. And you can hop on, for instance, you know, we were just talking about St. John's County. If you're taking State Road 9B, you can drive all the way up, hop on the express lanes from State Road 9B. There will be direct access. And then you'll also have direct access to JTB, both east and west, via the express lanes. So if you want to hop on the express lanes and scoot through all that town center traffic area, you could certainly do that as part of this project when that opens.
And that's the summer of 2019.
That's right. Yep.
There's always gridlock in that area because of the construction that's going on. People try to slow down, which is absolutely something that I want to talk to you about, being safe in construction zones. So that's definitely going to try to alleviate some of the stress in that area.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is a... We are adding capacity to the roadway, so it'll be able to handle more vehicles. And then we also anticipate the traffic speeds to increase as well.
We're going just around the city right now. 10 and 95. Oh, boy. I told you, I always get lost in that area. So talk to me about what's happening downtown.
So I-10 and I-95, we have the, we're calling it your 10 and 95. And, you know, if you're really interested, you can visit your10and95.com to really get in there and learn more about it. But we are widening the Florwarne Bridge from 3 lanes to 4 lanes in both directions. As part of the project, we'll also add a shared use pathway on the side of the Florwarne Bridge that will allow bikers and pedestrians to connect with San Marco and Riverside. So it's kind of it's really innovative. It's really exciting to be a part of, you know, something that's really going to help the community and allow a lot of people just to, you know, maybe you're running the bridges downtown like a lot of people do. This will be a whole new bridge that you'll be able to run across and experience.
Is that something we have anywhere here in Jacksonville, just so the listeners can kind of get a visual of what does that mean, shared use?
This is pretty unique. This is it's actually going to be the highest pedestrian walkway that we know of in the state of Florida. However, you know, as different projects come forward, that's likely to change, but it will be one of the highest walkways that you can experience over the St. John's River. And it's separated from the interstate. Obviously, you won't be walking on the interstate. Please don't do that. It's against law. So you'll be definitely separated from the drivers on the interstate. You'll have a fence, among other items, protecting you from the drivers. And there's also going to be some pretty interesting jutting out points to where if you're walking and you get tired and you want to kind of just enjoy maybe the sunset or something, you could pull off to the side and just kind of soak it in. So it'll really be a great feature for our area, for the community.
And when will this be complete?
We're looking at 2020 for that one. It's probably summer of 2020.
Now let's talk about the 95-295 exchange on the north side.
Yes, that's a major reconfiguration there. Couple years ago, if you had driven through I-95 and I-295 in the north interchange there, you probably felt like you were driving through the countryside. A lot of pine trees, a lot of kind of a hidden corridor there. If you've driven it recently, you've definitely noticed that there's a lot of activity and a lot of construction going on there. They are completely reconfiguring the interchange. And the reason why is we expect by the year 2040, traffic to basically double in that interchange. People are driving down on I-95 to go see Mickey. They're driving through Jacksonville. Basically, what this project does is it provides an improved safety and mobility by creating what's called a collector-distributor system. And what that is it's dedicated exits and through lanes for drivers. So instead of ramps that are kind of closer together, and there's a lot of weaving that happens with that, these exits are further back and they're separated from each other. So as people drive through traffic, will be able to stay into the interior and continue all the way through without a lot of exiting traffic there. And people that do want to exit, they'll be able to scoot to the outside and get their exits that way. It's very similar to what is going on right now on I-95 in downtown. So if you've ever missed an exit there downtown, especially recently, that's exactly what it is. And it does provide a lot safer mobility through an area.
Hot 99.5, keeping you up to date with what's happening in the community. This is Hot Topics on Hot 99.5.
So it sounds like this is something, it's new for us, so we'll have to get used to it, and then we'll stop getting lost.
That's right. Yeah, and if you've driven in Orange Park, for instance, on by Roosevelt, on I-295 in Roosevelt area, that's also a collector-distributor system. It's different. It'll take a little getting used to, but I think, you know, there'll be signage and roadway markings that'll help people get through there.
Think about accidents that happen on 295 at Blanding Boulevard. It's mostly on that ramp, mm-hmm. and it's not on 295 itself, so it affects that traffic. The people on Blanding aren't that happy, but it's not on the major roadway.
That's exactly the purpose for it, so it keeps that through traffic continuing on.
So on the north side, when is this supposed to be complete?
We expect that to be completed around in fall of 2020. You know, again, with all of these dates, it's always weather and schedule permitting. Could be sooner, depending upon weather, could be pushed back a little bit.
First Coast Expressway. This has been talked about for years.
So First Coast Expressway is State Road 23 is currently in existence. That is the First Coast Expressway. First Coast Expressway, you might even know it as if you're a local, you know, Brandon Field Chaffee, that toll road, that future toll road, things like that. That is what the First Coast Expressway is. Eventually, that will connect I-10 to I-95 and provide a little bypass there. Now, it is a toll road. We do want to make sure that people know that, but it's not like the other express lanes. It is a static toll, so you know exactly how much you're going to pay based on the distance that you're going. The first phase we expect to be open in the fall of this year. And that connects I-10 to Blanding Boulevard. The second phase is not yet under construction, and that connects Blanding Boulevard down to Green Cove Springs. And then the third phase is funded for construction, and it extends from Green Cove Springs to I-95, extending into St. Johns County. This is a very exciting project. This is a major project. Governor Rick Scott came to Green Cove Springs earlier this year to announce that phase three funding for that project. So, and that also includes a replacement of the Shands Bridge. So if you've driven there recently, you understand that it could use a new St. Johns River crossing.
The phase two, it's supposed to start, is it next year?
It will start, we're looking at probably spring of next year. That is brand new roadway. So it's not taking on any new roadway. It's hard to visualize in your head where that's going to go, but there's a lot of old farmland that was procured as a part of the process, and it'll drop down just south of Green Cove Springs.
I-10 to Blanding through Green Cove Springs to 95, somewhere in the St. Johns County area.
That's
so
right.
You're totally bypassing the city of Jacksonville.
That's right. We'd love for you to stop and stay. You know, if you're trying to get somewhere else, maybe you're, you know, coming from another area and want to scoot down to go see Mickey further on I-95, you're welcome to take the First Coast Expressway when that's complete. We are several years out from that, but that is in the planning process.
Even those people that live in St. Johns County, let's say they're going out west, they're going to Pensacola, they can take the First Coast Expressway, like you said, when it's complete, and they can just bypass everything that's going on in Jacksonville. They
Absolutely.
Don't have to deal with the traffic there.
And for that one, you don't even need a SunPass. I would encourage it, but if you don't have a SunPass, you can use Toll by Plate. And that is, the toll readers will take a picture of your license plate and they'll send you a bill in the mail. However, I do want to let you know that if you do use Toll by Plate for the First Coast Expressway, you will be assessed a monthly $2.50 administrative fee for every month you use it. And then also there's a higher toll by using the Toll by Plate. So if you use the SunPass, you will be able to get a lower toll and you don't have to pay that $2.50 administrative fee.
Definitely want to save yourself some money every chance you can get, right?
That's right.
Let's talk about what's recently completed, because we're talking about what's going on now. That's great. But what can we be happy about that just got done?
Oh, well, you know, there's a lot that's been going on, and every opportunity I get, I always tell people that construction really is a temporary inconvenience for a more permanent transportation solution. And that sometimes it's a tough pill to swallow when you're stuck in traffic and you're frustrated. And we understand that. We don't have super secret, you know, FDOT roadways where we can bypass the traffic. It'd be great if we did, but we don't. So we drive these roads every day. Our families drive these roads. We get it. So that's why we're trying to construct new roadways, provide better alternatives. And one thing that was recently completed, this is actually about a little bit less than a year now, was the I-95 JTB interchange, where you've got that really awesome new flyover. And that's a 1,400-foot flyover there. And it prevents that queuing up or the lining up on I-95. Prior to the opening of that flyover, you had drivers on I-95 in the shoulder, just waiting for that traffic light to get cleared. So it was much needed. So really glad that was there. Yeah, and that saves a lot of people time. And that's really kind of what our goal is with the Florida Department of Transportation. We are about saving people time, helping people. You know, if you really want to spend more time at work, well, then that's what you can do. And it makes us more productive. But, you know, if I want to spend more time with my family, if I'm saving 15 minutes, that's a big deal for me, because that adds up.
let me ask what's coming up. And I know it's express lanes, more express lanes, right?
That's right. Yeah. So we have a couple different express lanes project that are kind of done in the planning process. And those are two that I'll share with you. The first one is from I-95 from I-295 South Interchange to International Golf Parkway. That's for some St. Johns County folks there. There's a lot of, we understand the congestion is there on I-95. So this will add express lanes, again, to the interior of the roadway. They'll be separated from the general use traffic. The lanes that are currently in existence will remain free. You've already paid for them. So, you know, that's what we'll be implementing there. And then the next set of express lanes is through the planning process. That's on I-95 between Atlantic Boulevard and JTB. So if you're a downtown worker, you're working downtown and you drive through there, you notice there's some congestion between Atlantic Boulevard and JTB. You'll be able to hop on the express lanes if you want to and scoot through that congestion there. And finally, I'll let you know about a study that's being conducted on I-295 between the Southside Connector and Beach Boulevard. So that kind of extends for that next set of the Town Center express lanes that we talked about. Mm-hmm. That'll extend from basically JTB to basically the James Point Bridge area. So you'll be able to kind of hop on the express lanes if you want to and drive pretty far on I-295.
This is really about growth if we think about it, right?
Absolutely. It's a great thing for Jacksonville. It's a great thing for Florida. People love our state. People, you know, we recently surpassed New York as one of the third most populous state. It's evident in our traffic patterns. We understand that. If you're driving and you wonder why there's more traffic, it's because there is.
Recently saw something, Butler Boulevard right at Gate Parkway, and they're messing with the dirt in that area. So I'm thinking there has to be some construction coming.
You're in luck. There is. So that is actually a part of the I-295 Express Lanes project. It extends a little bit beyond the scope of what I referenced. It includes some ramp improvements there. It's wrapped into the bigger project because it's easier and cheaper, honestly, to do it that way. So since the contractor's already mobilized, we went ahead and said, you know, we need to improve the ramps here to help people get to where they want to go, which in this case would be the Town Center area.
Okay. I knew I wasn't crazy. I'm like, what's happening? And it doesn't look like they're building anything as far as homes or anything like that. It definitely looks like roadway. Always like to talk about construction in terms of safety. How should we drive when we're driving through a construction zone?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I'll always remind people that when you're flying through a construction zone, you're not only putting your life in danger, but you're also putting the lives of the construction workers in danger as well. The safety mechanisms that we do have in place, which are those concrete barriers, I'm sure you've seen them on the roadway when you're driving through, and you think, wow, that's really uncomfortable that they're there. But they provide safety not only for the drivers, but also for the construction crews that are working. So as you're driving through a construction zone, you know, definitely be aware, stay off the phone. That's really something that is frustrating when you hear stories of accidents that happen and it's because of a preventable thing like that. Obey the speed limit. Use your turn signals, you know, turn on that blinker. I know it sounds kind of basic and it's repetitive sometimes, but sometimes we do need those reminders and, you know, always make sure that you're driving carefully and not distracted. That's really a priority.
Absolutely. We definitely need those reminders, especially when we see people flying through construction zones. I love the signs, my daddy works here. It could be my mommy or my daddy in this area. So you just never know.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, Hampton, anything else you want to add? Anything else you want our listeners to know?
We have great resources available with the department. If you go to nflroads.com, NFL, like the football, roads.com, that stands for North Florida Roads. And we have lists of all the construction projects that are underway. We've touched on just a few. These are some of the major ones. In the last 2 years, we've had $2 billion worth of infrastructure investments in our region. You know, we talk about the big ones that impact a lot of people, mostly the interstates, because that's where people are really able to see it. But we also do a lot of work on some of the state roadways that are not in those interstate systems. systems. Just either minor improvements at different intersections, safety operations, things that we do there, traffic signal improvements, making sure that our roads are as safe as possible. That's really our goal, is to make sure that our roads are as safe as possible. Our vision is for a fatality-free roadway. We'll get there, I'm sure, with the new autonomous vehicles, but you know, we've still got a ways to go until there's no more human error. We're working hard, you know, and we understand that. But if people do have questions or need additional information about the construction projects that they see, they're welcome to go to nflroads.com and learn more.
Well, Hampton, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Julie.
And thank you as well for joining us today on Hot Topics. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Hot Topics on Hot 99.5. Hot Topics is a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department. For more information about the program you just heard, visit myhot995.com, then click on Hot Cares. And join us again next Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. for another edition of Hot Topics on Duval's only R&B, the new Hot 99.5.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.